what is the truth. Heavenly Father God, make us understand your words, which give us peace and rest. In the heavenly name of Jesus, amen. Daniel 2, it's about things that you do to your ability cannot do that. Example, when you will choose an education, you choose that one. You can make it. Your fear that you cannot make it affects your choice. In religion, there are some commandments that you fear to obey or fear that do not obey. We talked before about God's kingdom and the way to reach it. For some people, it is hard before they fear to step into the way. But if you trust Jesus and let Jesus keep your hand and follow you, that fear. There are two questions. Who is the king of this kingdom? When this kingdom appears? Daniel explains the king's dream. The head was gold, the breast was silver, the stomach was bronze, legs was iron, and the feet were mixing of iron and clay. Then a stone was thrown to the feet and the whole shape falls apart and is destroyed. Jesus threw this stone. The whole shape became as dust and the wind. And the wind took it and brushed the world from it and its effect. The stone became a mountain. Jesus' kingdom raised by Jesus living in us and the item of churches in the world. In Ishia, God tells that he puts such a stone that no power can defeat it. I open the gate in front of faithful people. Jesus talked with Jewish high priest. Someone had a yard. He put a lot of fruit trees in that and hired farmers. After a while, he sent his servants to bring his share. But the farmers killed servants. The owner sent more servants, but the farmer killed all of them. The owner sent his son and thought that the farmer could show respect to his son, but the farmers killed his son too. What do you think that the owner should do? The priest answered that the owner should throw away the farmers and let other farmers take over his yard. Jesus replied that then God should do the same with you. The Christ is like a tree and we are its branches. The tree gives fruit, which Jesus produces, not we. Not all the branches can give fruit. Those faithful branches give fruits. Those who call me stone become broken, and if it beats a person's head, that person becomes softened. Then the answer to the first question is Jesus. Daniel 2, part 44. The Jesus kingdom is eternal and no other can defeat it. No other can take it. When Jesus' kingdom comes, the iron part is Greece, which two legs then two imperium. The feet have 10,000. Then Jesus' kingdom started thereafter. But I think that Jesus' kingdom started when Jesus was born, especially when Jesus started to educate people. As it stands in the scripture, Jesus returns, and after choosing his people, he will reign in 1,000 years to restore the earth as heaven, which is God's will. It talks about 10 toes. Why we don't talk about them then? Because Jesus throws the stone to the feet. Jesus' kingdom is us because he lives in us. In any place you move, you bring God's kingdom. In the end of the world, the original and the kingdom comes. We experience the now time and must prepare for the future when Jesus returns. Go through the gate God opens in front of you. Be aware to recognize that gate. Says, amen. Jesus was like a stone who crushed evil kingdoms and saved people from slavery. Jesus was like a stone to build a temple on, strengthen people's faith to the God. Don't forget that he made our body as temple to hear God's words and praise the God and Jesus. Due to philosophy, the Rome was too imperial. After Jesus' first coming, Jesus destroyed them, but the world took the power again and became 10 Fingers Imperium. Jesus as a strong stone crushed them. In his second coming, his kingdom appears and stays for 1,000 years. While I think that Jesus and the God reign the world and their imperium exists already, even the dictators are in the world and steer the world. People must believe and trust God and Jesus and obey their commandments to have a healthy and good life. Only see that hardest, that stone Jesus becomes a mountain by his believers. Jesus' imperium is now inside you and in the future as visible kingdom. I think that God and Jesus let the evil grow at the same moment as his believers' faith grow between Jesus' first and second coming. Then Jesus returns and destroys evils and brings the holy imperium for their true believers. We experience now and we expect the future. You must be prepared for Jesus' return. Example in Bible. 2 youth be called. The master tells the first one to go and walk in the field. He declined, but he did thereafter. The master tells the second one the same, and he accepted, but he didn't do. Which one are safe at God? Jesus searches always morally sick people to rescue them and bring them in God's imperium. Only don't be selfish. If you only think on material successes and on your purposes, you cannot have Jesus' glory. But if you think the good for others, you get God's glory. Only be aware that you do in the name of Jesus. And that raise his imperium, not for your purpose, only for God's grace. Then be a part of Jesus and God's work to raise the stone to a bigger mountain while you are living and prepare the way for Jesus' return. Amen. Have your prayers are not answered? Have you been disappointed because of that? If so, you are wrong. If you have real faith to the God and completely trust the God, then you can be rescued from evil anytime. Sometimes we are in hurry, but trust on God's timing. For this, there is a chapter in Save and Save if you believe the God with your whole heart and mind. You get an order which is against the God. You deny, you become condemned and threatened, but you still deny, you become punished to death. But when they will kill you, God is with you and you don't take any neither a scrub or even a smell, while those who will kill you die. It is because of your most high trust, belief and faith to the God. Always stay strong with true faith, then you are safe and safe. Amen.